If you and your spouse have decided to end your marriage, it's important to take steps to provide a stable environment for your children. At New York Family Law Group, our experienced divorce lawyers take a holistic approach to family law, and our goal is to help our clients put their children's needs first. In this blog, we'll take a look at a few tips that may be useful as you begin parenting during your divorce proceedings. 1. Tell your children about the divorce together. First, make sure you and your spouse break the news to your children together. Be prepared to answer any questions they may have. Presenting a united front and reminding your children that both parents love them can be very helpful when first breaking the news about a divorce. 2. Create a stable environment at home for your kids. Regardless of the circumstances of your divorce, your kids need a stable home environment. Make sure to keep them connected to their friends, family members, community, and support systems. Do your best to keep your lifestyle similar to how it was before the divorce. 3. Come up with a plan for parenting time. You and your spouse will need to come to a voluntary custody arrangement and determine parenting time before your divorce is finalized. If you cannot agree to this, you will need to go to court to file for temporary custody orders. This process is a lot easier if the two of you can come up with a mutually agreeable voluntary custody arrangement. Note that temporary custody orders may change once the divorce is finalized and a permanent parenting plan has been created. 4. Know how to deal with a difficult co-parent. First, avoid discussing adult issues with your child, even if your co-parent is doing that. If your ex is acting immaturely, do not stoop to their level. Leave the arguments, conflicts, and issues related to your marriage in the past, because they are in the past. Also, avoid engaging in contentious arguments with your ex. It also may be a good idea to keep track of all of your interactions with the other parent. Related to custody, keeping appointments, visitation, and more. This may help build your case in court if your ex-spouse is being difficult. You should also consult with a Bronx family lawyer at New York Family Law Group to protect yourself and your kids. 5. Learn how to successfully co-parent after a divorce. Once your divorce has been finalized, remain polite with your co-parent and do your best to keep your issues in the past and put your kids first. There are a lot of resources you can turn to in order to learn how to successfully co-parent after a divorce, such as books, video courses, and online resources. This article from Parents is a good place to start and has 7 great recommendations on co-parenting after divorce. Get the help you need from a Bronx family lawyer. Contact us today. At New York Family Law Group, Martin Moore and Ethan Stewart specialize in helping parents and kids move forward after divorce. With the help of a family lawyer, you can get through this part of your life and move toward a brighter future for yourself, your kids, and your ex-spouse. Contact us today to get started.